All right, so my name is Gavin, of course, obviously the best around, and I'm here with Petty Officer Bash from the Navy. You're a third class. I remember that.
Yes.
All right, so pretty much we're going to talk about like how coronavirus affected you and how it changes your day-to-day process. And you are currently deployed in South Carolina?
I'm stationed in South Carolina.
Stationed, deployed, close enough.
Just about. I'm in a station in Joint Base Charleston, South Carolina. Yeah.
So how does it feel to be away from your family and friends during this whole epidemic, pandemic thing?
I mean, everyone back home, it's not really, I mean, West Virginia, number one in prevention, doesn't really worry me too much. But down here, there's like cases on base and whatnot. They haven't gotten... they've gotten two people on base, but it hasn't gotten to the base. So we're still good.
It's good. It's good. Stay safe. Don't get sick. So like your daily base, like what would you really do on a normal day since the whole pandemic started? Like, has anything changed since it started?
Okay. So one of the few things that's changed is, now when we like, before we leave, we pat our pockets. We make sure we have a wallet, our wallet, our pen, our badge, which you can't see. And now we have to have our masks with us at all times. If we're outside, we don't need it. But if we're going into a building, it goes on immediately. Every building we walk into, there's hand sanitizer. So you hand sanitize, and if you're going to eat, you have to wash your hands every time you go into the head. Bathroom. Every time you go to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands. Just simple stuff like that. Okay. Inside of our schoolhouse, everything is wiped down and sanitized twice a day. Used to just only be once. Our doors inside the schoolhouse are always open.
Do you still have in-seat classes, or are you online?
Our classes have not changed. Mm-hmm. And they will not change.
Oh, so they're
doing our, right. Yes, we're still in class.
I want to go back to regular classes, but it doesn't feel like we're going to do it anytime soon.
Well,
you should be lucky. You actually get human contact. Are you guys allowed to leave the base and come back, or are you guys staying on base? Like,
we have not left the base in 2 months.
Oh, how's that been going for you?
Oh, it's rough.
Can you still order food, like, to the base?
We can order food, but if we go and if we're in contact with civilians, mask on.
Now, like, you guys have to, like, keep the base, like, extra clean, especially now, because I know you used to tell me that, like, you would have to go and clean the base as, like, one of your duties. Do you guys, like,
yes.
enforce that even more now?
Well, yes, everything, like I said, even in the schoolhouse, we sanitize twice as often, and all the doors that we can have open stay open. Like right now, the doors on our BEQs, they have to stay shut, obviously, for one, privacy, and two, we've got AC running, so the doors inside our bachelor enlisted quarters, they have to stay shut.
How do you guys even pass time out there since like you're stuck on base?
Well, I usually... It's rough because the material that we're learning, two-thirds of our day is inside of the schoolhouse already. So we get a third to do whatever we want to do and sleep.
Do you guys, like, are you allowed to, like, go to your other, like, are they called bunkmates over there? Or, like, you have roommates? Like, do you have living people?
Yeah, we have roommates. You have one roommate and two suite mates. It's kind of like a dorm setup, and you have a common head. A shared bathroom.
Yeah. Are you allowed to like go and like do things with them and like spend time with them on your free time to like pass time?
Right.
Or...
So you can only hang out with people inside of your section, which is your class. There's about 30 of us, and they tell us to try and keep it inside of the section.
That must suck seeing the same like small group of people, because like at least I can go to like Walmart or something and like I can get human interaction. You're just stuck with the same people.
I just don't talk to anybody.
You don't?
Simple.
I mean, I guess that's fair enough. I know Now, like, how much, like, really, like, free time do you get besides, like, I know you say you have a third of your day free, but, like, you obviously have to sleep and eat. Like, really, how much time do you guys get to actually do anything you want?
Well, I sleep an average of 5 to 6 hours a night. It's
Better than
rough.
nine.
And then we go to class. We wake up. We have PT for an hour. We come back to our BQs. We shower. Then we go to class for 10 hours at
Jesus.
least. And then however much you want to study, you can do that.
That does not sound like fun. I get to go to class maybe like an hour a day, and that's about it. And then I get to do whatever I want. It's kind of, I thought it was going to be fun. Like at first, like I was like, oh yeah, this is great. I can play Xbox all day. Now I'm so bored. I just want to leave.
Well, another thing that has happened is I forgot to mention this, but as we go into the schoolhouse, they have thermometers and they check you, and if you have a fever, you get rolled back. And what rolled back means is you're quarantined from everyone else
Like
for a solid 2 weeks.
even if you're just like common sick, like not even coronavirus.
Any symptoms that could portray the coronavirus, they quarantine them. And again, we haven't had any on base on the actual site yet, but there have been people who are affiliated with base who have gotten it.
I'm gonna suck. I had something in mind that I wanted to ask you, but I forgot. This is awkward. Anyways, so are you allowed to come back anytime soon, like back home? Or like are they
Okay.
like delaying that?
So currently the travel ban, which is military-wide, all branches, it's till the end of June. Last day of June is when the travel ban is lifted, unless told otherwise. But if they extend it one more time, I graduate July 10th. They extend it one more time, I will not come home.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Like, once you graduate, are you gonna get like stationed somewhere else, or are you allowed to come back home for a short amount of time after you graduate?
Well, if the travel ban is lifted, I get to come home for another 10 to 15 days, depending on how much leave I've accrued. And then we come back and start the next school here.
Oh, so you get restationed in South Carolina.
Yes.
That's way too far away. You need to come back home.
I know.
And then,
It
so
sucks though, because I haven't been home for Christmas. I haven't been. I didn't get Christmas off. That sucks.
you didn't
And
get
then
Christmas off?
I didn't come home for Christmas.
Oh, that sucks. Why'd they keep you
I was
open?
actually standing watch at midnight for Christmas, and then 3 days later, not 3 days later, 6 days later, I was standing watch New Year's Eve watching the fireworks.
I'm
Yeah, it
sorry.
sucked.
Why weren't you allowed to come home then?
Because there wasn't enough people to maintain the safety of the base.
I'm ready for a nap. So you have to get up early in the morning, don't you, for class or duty?
Yes, I have to get up at 4:30 to go in and study for a little bit, and then take a test.
What class?
Chemistry.
Ew, I hate science so much. My bio class actually switched from a final test to actually like I just turn in like 2-page document on like a class reflection, and I pretty much told them that I hate science in it. I kind of feel bad to turn it in.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I kind of used you to get AP Science passed. All
Hee.
right, well, I'll let you go and study and get ready for your test tomorrow. So thank you for joining me.
Oh, no
And
problem.
let me know if you come home because I want to spend time with you. All
All right, will do, man.
right, love you.
Love you. Good
Bye.
night.